to tell you that the most profitable content strategy isn't about fancy systems, planners, or calendars. Look, I can give you all of those things until I'm blue in the face. But what if I were to tell you that it's really so unbelievably simple? Like, it's just having one simple habit in place. And that habit is actually like the ability to capture ideas before they disappear and slip through your fingertips. I mean, how many times do you find yourself coming up with really good ideas and then they just disappear, right? And then later on in the day, you're like, damn it, that was such a good idea. That could have made me so much money, but it's gone. And what do you do about it now, right? So I'm gonna tell you this quick little side story. This past weekend, as I'm sitting in the airport, ready to board my plane from Freedom Queen Live to come home to Denver, first and foremost, I know that in order to create ideas, because it's never that we don't have enough money, it's never that we don't have enough things or resources, it's that we don't have any ideas, right? So I know through my last decade plus of entrepreneurship that marketing my business means I need to be creative. I need to have really good ideas. And the best way that I know how to do that is to create movement, momentum. It's why I got on a plane and went over to Freedom Queen Live. Even just the act of getting on a plane and going, right, is something that I know can help stimulate creativity within me. So I'm sitting in the airport and I go, I know that the next move that I need to make is I need to book another conference now. So I'm sitting in the airport, looking down at my phone. I hit the pay button. You guys, this is gonna blow your mind. I hit the pay button. I look up and who is standing in line ready to board the exact same plane as me, but my mentor who is hosting the conference that I just bought. Are you fucking kidding me? Talk about synchronicities. First and foremost, the feeling that I felt was like, I feel this sense of safety and knowing, like, it wasn't even about the plane. I used to get plane anxiety, but I was like, it's not about that. It's that I'm on the right plane. Like, there was something about that that I was like, oh my God, I just purchased my ticket to this conference. I look up and the mentor that's hosting the conference that I just bought is standing right in front of me about to board the exact same plane as me. There's no coincidences in anything we do, okay? I heard this quote the other day that's like, there's no coincidence. A coincidence is just God's way of tapping you on the shoulder. And I thought that was beautiful. But so here's the thing. I knew that in order to stimulate this creativity, I need to book the conference. I need to have something to look forward to because I'm creating momentum on my way there. Every step, every move I make is preparing myself for this conference that's not happening until next year, but you best be sure that when I show up to that conference, I am not going to be the same woman. My business is not going to be the same. And that's called future planning, right? We know something is going to happen. So we make moves and we manifest in association with those plans that we're making. Okay. So, but the problem is, what happens is between the time of you making that decision and actually fulfilling it is you're going to run through millions of ideas on your way there, right? We've all been there. You're driving in your car, you have a genius idea, you're in the shower, you're making dinner, but if you don't capture it, it's gone. And those ideas that you lost, those could have been your next viral post or your next transformative lesson, the thing that gets you dozens of reviews that then compound and snowball and you get to share with the world and more people want to come into your programs. So you see how this happens, but it doesn't happen unless you take action on those ideas. So here is my simple process for doing. The funny thing is that I actually walked right up to my mentor and she asked me a question. She said, what is your biggest takeaway from this weekend? And I said, it's really me. It always came down to me taking action, doing the thing that I said that I was going to do. And she looked at me, she goes, it's so simple, isn't it? I'm like, it is. It's so simple. I could cry. Like, we make it so complicated, but really, like, you just break it down into a system that it's not a system that works for anybody else. It's what works for you. And then you take that system and you package it up and you put it into a process that helps other people. And then we just expand and we grow as a collective. Okay. So here's what I do. It's really just a simple three-step process that I use. Step one, I capture everything in one place. Every time I have an idea, whether it's a story, a lesson, a random thought that feels valuable, I write it down in one place. And for me, that's a notes folder on my phone, right? And what happens is this becomes your idea bank. And I'm going to encourage you to use whatever works best for you, right? Whether it's a folder in your phone, a Google document, even a physical notebook. But I have to emphasize the importance of having one single location, especially if you're an ADHD entrepreneur like me. When you start to put things in multiple different places, then it's like, oh, it overwhelms the brain, okay? So we want to simplify this. I use one single place. Now, if you're somebody who's like, no, I am incredibly like organized. I like to have my podcast list, and I like to have my sheets for my content strategy. Do what works for you. This is what has worked for me and supported me, especially as an ADHD entrepreneur, especially as an OCD entrepreneur, because I could spend hours organizing my lessons into different folders and never taking action on them. Okay, so the point is to use them. So we're gonna make it really simple. I put everything in one place. And then what I do is every single day, I pull one or even two, three ideas from that folder and I use them. Right? I use ideas that I could turn into an Instagram post, into a podcast, into a client lesson, or honestly, even just like a journaling lesson to expand on that specific thought. And then future me turns it into a podcast lesson, so on and so forth. And what happens is the habit of doing this ensures that you're always creating, you're always moving forward. Okay. So this is what I want you to do while you're listening to this. You can exit the Telegram app. And I want you to open up your notes folder right now, and I want you to start your idea bank folder. I want you to start it right now. Don't hesitate on this. This is about taking action, right? That leads us to step number three. Use accountability systems to take action. If you're in the Resilient Reset Challenge, depending on where, how you're listening to this, the Resilient Reset Challenge is taking place inside of the room. And if you're in here, you can go back to our first lesson. You can rewatch the training, and I show you how I actually created my own accountability system, where I have a daily checklist that I follow. I actually sync everything to my calendar, so I hold myself accountable to doing what it is that I said that I was going to do. Okay, so the most important thing to remember is, it's really just not enough to just collect ideas. Action takers are money makers. So you want to be creating an accountability system, something that's similar to like a daily checklist that forces you to use those ideas. And you can use them in a variety of different ways. For example, you can have one idea that you turn into an Instagram post and then repurpose that into a podcast idea where you expand on it, right? And then you could have one personal story where you dive even deeper and you share that lesson with your clients, okay? So this is about creating a funnel of trust, and you can take one idea and you can implement this trust funnel where you deliver this basic idea in one Instagram post, but that really helps people shift their thought perspective. And then you go deeper on that one thought in a podcast outline. But then people who want to actually implement it themselves, you want to hear your unique perspective, how you did this, sharing exact steps that you're taking behind the scenes. That's what people pay you for. They pay you for your insights, okay? Final thought for you as we wrap up this quick lesson. The most successful content creators aren't the ones with the fanciest systems. They are the ones who take action. Action takers are money makers. So starting today, right now, in this very moment, create your idea bank. Write everything down in one place. And then here's the key. Use it. You must use it. You must hold yourself accountable to checking in to your idea bank every single day. Because when you move, you make progress, and progress leads to profit. Simple is effective. Now go fill that folder. I love you. Talk to you soon.